Hey guys, it's April. Did you know that you can leave us a voice message with your feedback or questions on our Anchor homepage and we can incorporate it directly into the podcast? Isn't that cool? Just head to anchor.fm/east2westwls, which is our Anchor homepage. Scroll down a little bit until you see the message box and then use your smartphone to leave us a message. We'd be so happy to hear from you and we're very excited to incorporate your questions into an upcoming show. Thanks for your continued support of East to West WLS. Hi, welcome to East to West WLS, the podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April, and I'm the West.
And I'm Jason, and I'm the East.
And today we have another West member of East to West. Miss Natalie's joining us. Hi, friend.
Hi.
We are so excited that we get to have you on the podcast frequently moving forward because you are a critical component of East to West. And really, the three of us are having these intimate conversations all the time. And it's about time that the world knows just how powerful these conversations are. Hence, you joining us on the podcast today. If you guys don't know Natalie, she helps run, well, she basically runs our social media. We met Natalie maybe a year ago. She was a guest on our podcast. Her story is inspirational, and we are so thrilled to call her a friend. So before we kind of dive into our topic today of mindset, Natalie, will you just quickly introduce yourself to people if they don't know who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Natalie. I'm at Breaking Barriers on Instagram. It's Breaking Barry, like bariatric surgery, _ERS. I basically just share my journey and share the ups, the downs. I've lost a little over 130 pounds in about a year, which is really insane. Thank you. But yeah, I just share it all. I share the good, the bad, the in between, the mundane. I share it all. I'm not afraid to have the kind of odd conversations because they're all a part of this journey. So, yeah. And I love working with East West. We're all connected in our journeys, but also in that we want to help the community and fight that stigma that so many of us fight every single day.
Amen to that. You know, and the fact that you've been through this three times, your most recent bariatric surgery was your third version or alliteration of it. And when we really found that out about you, we just thought, oh my gosh, this woman has been through it all. And she's documenting it so honestly and openly that we were very excited to get to know you. Now, of course, we're like, you know, best friends forever. So worked out well. Well, and we're really excited to talk today because mindset is something that the three of us are very passionate about. And I'm always amazed that every single time we talk, one of us comes up with this nugget of mindset information or this mantra or this saying that just absolutely floors us and kind of stops us in our tracks in a good way, right? Because everybody comes up with something and it's like, oh my God, I maybe have heard that 1,000 times, but I never understood it until you said it, right? Or just, you know, lots of things come up from these conversations. And we know that the mindset part of our bariatric work is the most daunting, difficult, large, it's the biggest piece of the puzzle, yet it's often not talked about, right? Or it's overlooked, or we just think that all we have to do is focus on the food or the drink that we're consuming. We do, but it's basically this. This has to get right for everything else to fall into place. So today we are going to be deep diving into mindset basics, and we're going to be discussing just what mindset is, if we can change it, why it's so important to focus on after weight loss surgery, where we notice most of our mindset work has to happen or has been happening, and then what mindset basic we're going to be working on in September, and then how we're going to be kind of documenting that or tracking that. Because again, right, it's kind of hard to like put your finger on exactly what mindset is because it's so broad, it's so huge. So for us to kind of have this candid conversation about what it is, define it, and then talk about what part of it we're going to be focusing on in September and then how we're going to track it, I think is going to be super helpful for our community and of course us because we are each other's accountability buddies. So thank God for that.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps. All right, friends, shall we do it? Shall we dive in?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll do it. All right. You guys know, first things first, we always start off every podcast episode by making sure that we are speaking the same language, right? So we'll start off by kind of defining what mindset is. And really the simplest way to put a definition on it is mindset is our established set of attitudes and beliefs. The interesting thing about mindset is that it can be changed, right? So our mindset is built around our thoughts. So if we change our thoughts, we can change our beliefs. That can be difficult when they have been so well established for so long, right? So just off the top of your head, what is a mindset that you held dearly before bariatric surgery and you have realized now absolutely does not serve you?
Mine was I had to eat until I was almost an immovable object to be able to be full and satisfied, that I wasn't good unless I felt like I was about to blow up.
And that mindset has absolutely changed for you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I still feel like that every once in a while when I have one bite too many, because everybody knows what that one bite too many feels like. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely not an every time out. Every time I sit down to the table is not that way anymore. And that's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Nat, what about you?
I think mine is just that the number on the scale or the number on my clothing size determined my worth, determined, you know, whether or not I was worthy of love or whether or not I was worthy of attention or friendship or any relationship at all, even with myself. Not just with other people. So, and that has totally switched, totally changed, you know, that means nothing really.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how these old beliefs that we held to as gospel after surgery have all of a sudden became, we have proven them completely false, right? It's the power of mindset. It proves to us and to others that we can change our mindset in a way that benefits and helps us grow as humans. And I think the biggest mindset shift that I have made is that I used to believe that I could never live in a healthy weight. I have debunked that. It took me some time, took me 2 years, but I have finally gotten there. So it's important to recognize that these mindsets are things that we believe. And again, we can change them with work and effort. And really our conversation today is about how we go about making these changes after weight loss surgery. So why do you guys think, why is this mindset work, this head work, so important after we have had bariatric surgery?
Honestly, for me, from my standpoint is in order for you to have the type of success that people are looking for post-op, you really have to dig down deep and make those types of changes in your mindset, because like you said, they no longer serve you. Like, you can think one way for 45 years like I did, but at the end of the day, once you see the other side of things and realize that that's not how it has to be, that's just how you thought it was, you know, then you start realizing that a lot of those changes are possible. And, you know, pre-op, you couldn't have told any of us anything to change our mind about the mindsets and beliefs that we had before, because that's just what we believed what it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, it takes that peek behind the curtain to see what's on the other side to go, oh, well, shit, maybe I can actually make these changes. And then small little, you know, baby steps turn into regular steps, turn into gallops to, you know, and the next thing you know, you're so far back, you don't even remember having the other mindset.
Yep. Yep. Excellent. Excellent points. Nat, what about you? Why is it so important?
I think that for me, it's something I realized that is what really propels you forward in your journey. You know, I thought, oh, seeing the numbers dropping on the scale, like that'll propel me forward. And it's like, well, when those numbers stop moving, what's going to propel you? You know, like, yes. Just stop. You're just done. Like,
not,
no. Yeah,
not if they stop, but when they stop.
Right, exactly. And they will stop. And it took me, I've had two stalls now on this journey, and you have to find a different propeller. You have to find a different energy source. And the energy source comes from up here. It comes from your mind. It comes from truly believing in yourself. Because you yourself is the only one that's gonna do it for you, if that made any sense. But you know, that is what propels you forward. And that mindset is what keeps you going, is the belief and the faith that you put in yourself.
Yep. Well, and really, you guys hit the nail on the head in so many ways, right? Because we go into surgery thinking, oh, I can eat less, therefore that's my only problem, is I eat too much. Well, very quickly, we realize after a couple bites, we are full, we are satisfied, yet something in the back of our brain is driving us to eat more. And in that moment, we realize, holy shit, it's not the quantity. I have been using food as a, you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And when you get to that moment in your recovery and you go, oh my God, the surgery didn't actually fix what was wrong with me. It's like, oh my God, then people are right when they talk about mindset, right? When they talk about mindset, this is what they're talking about. And I always say, when people express this on Instagram or in our community, my instant response is, welcome to the work of weight loss surgery, you know?
Yes.
And it's so disappointing because you think that you finally found the one thing. But for me, what my saving grace was in that realization is, once I realized, oh, the work is mindset, I was now out of things to try, because I had done absolutely everything on the planet that I could have done to live in a healthy way. I tried every diet, every shake, every this, every that. I got my stomach cut out, right? Like, that was the last thing that I could have done. So when all of a sudden my list of excuses was out, the only thing that I had never done really is work on my mindset. So in a lot of ways, it was freeing for me, because it was like, well, I don't have to worry about trying anything else because I have tried it all. This is it. This is mindset. And it's so difficult to describe to people who have never, you know, been through this process. How do you describe head work to somebody? You don't, especially to somebody yet who has not yet come to the conclusion that they were using, abusing, tolerating, whatever food to get through life. That's a very difficult conversation. But good news is that we exist, and lots of other people exist. Lots of organizations exist to help us through the work of mindset.
Well, it takes people a minute to realize that, you know, that people are often afraid of how much work goes into doing it. But at the same time, once you realize that that's what it is, you can start to deconstruct it one step at a time. And it's not that it doesn't have to all be done at one time. But once you know what enemy you're facing, you can then attack it head on, build a game plan, and make your way through it. Because my favorite saying is, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You are not going to eat the whole thing at once. You just bits at a time, do what you can do and make your way through it. But the overwhelming sensation truly comes from not knowing A, where to start, or B, what you're facing to even build a game plan to know where to start.
Yes.
And so this is it. I mean, you finally get a hold of what it is. Now you can start making a way to plow through it. And not only do you, you know what you're facing, but you have resources you can dial up and figure out exactly how to do that. Mm-hmm. Where you're not having to do it on your own if it's something insurmountable that you feel like you can't build a game plan on by yourself.
I think it's so important that you brought that up, right? Because we have all been in this place where we feel overwhelmed by all of the things that we have to do to find success after bariatric surgery. I mean, it's a horrible realization, but the good news is that you have the rest of your life to figure this out, and you do not have to figure it all out at one time. In fact, you can't. So by giving up that mindset, that all or nothing mindset of saying, I have to do it all or I'm a failure and I'm not going to do it, was one of the first areas of my mindset that I realized I really needed to change. I had to move away from that all or nothing mindset, and I had to really look at these things as one thing at a time. And the area of my life that I really noticed it first and foremost was that mindset of failure. Oh, I've tried something, I failed at it, this is never going to work. And when I really stumbled upon that recipe analogy, it helped me shift my mindset from that all or nothing, if you fail, you are a failure, to, well, wait a minute, everybody has a different recipe. I'm trying to write my own recipe for my health and wellness. Jason, you've got a piece of it that I need to take from my own. Oh, Natalie, you've got a piece of it. It freed me from this whole, you know, mindset of I have to do it all. It was just so much more freeing for me. And it gave me a tool to combat that old story, that old voice that was barking in the back of my head. Because the biggest thing about mindset is your old self, your old mindset is doing everything it possibly can do to come back. But if you use your old mindset in your new life, you will weigh what you weighed soon enough, right? You're going to go right back to being the person that you were. Natalie's most famous line for me is when she said, if you don't show up, your old self will. That is mindset to a T, to a T.
Hey guys, this is April. Did you know that you can leave us a voice message with your feedback or a question right on our Anchor homepage and we can incorporate it into the podcast? So cool. Head to anchor.fm/east to west WLS. Scroll down the page a little bit until you see the message button. Using your smartphone, click that button and leave us your feedback or a question and we will drop it in an upcoming podcast episode. We're so excited to connect with you. Thank you for your continued support of East to West WLS.
Yeah. Natalie, where have you noticed that you need to work on mindset the most? Is there like an area or a facet of your life that really is required a lot?
Yeah, for me, it's the self-talk. I mean, that is 26 years of telling myself I am a failure. I messed up one surgery, then another. I'm just a failure. Nothing's going to work for me. Like, oh, you had a bad day. Now it's over. You know, that kind of just snowball effect is really where I have to work and really just nip it in the bud. Just really get rid of it. As soon as I hear myself even feeling it, I have to just say, no, that's not true.
You know, and I think a key component to changing our mindset is doing exactly what you just said, which is for whatever reason now, and Jason, you and I, we've all talked about this. For whatever reason now after surgery, we realize in the moment that we are saying something that is incorrect for us, right? That internal dialogues, all of a sudden our brain goes, but wait a minute, why am I saying this? Why am I thinking this? Why am I doing this? I don't understand. And in that moment, that instant realization is your opportunity to work on your mindset. That is the literal moment. And Natalie, you described it so great on the Back to Basics episode, that the metaphor of the sucker on the tomato plant. That moment is when you saw that sucker and you went, nope, picking that thing off and chucking it because that is not serving me moving forward.
Yeah.
Jason, my friend, what about you? When have you really noticed, or where do you most notice that you are working on your mindset?
Lately, it's kind of differentiating between head hunger and actual hunger, working through those types of things, because I'll do good all day as far as, you know, not messing with stuff and snacking and all that. But just like the majority of the community, is later in the evening time is when things start winding down and I start thinking, oh, I could go for this or have a little bit of that or have some of this. And next thing you know, I've snacked my way through half the night, and luckily I get a bunch of water in throughout the day. Otherwise your boy would be a shriveled mess because I would drink a quarter of the water I was supposed to if I didn't get it in early, because I find all the ways and all the things I think I need to eat at the time. So I've been working my way through ways to not do that and actually drinking more water because of it. So,
well, and you said something very powerful. You said basically, well, what I'm working on now, which indicates to me you've worked on a lot of stuff in the past and you've got a lot of stuff coming up, but you recognize that, as you always say, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And at the moment, this is where I'm struggling the most. So I'm going to take my time to focus on this mindset. And when you feel like you've really got that one under control, you will identify another area where you need work and you will focus there. Right.
So, I mean, it's an ebb and flow situation. You'll be good one place, something else will pop. But it's whack-a-mole is all it is. You play whack-a-mole forever and you just go with like putting your fingers in the dam, like a little hole pops up over here, springs a loop, and you just run back and forth. Like that's really all it is. I mean, but the difference is having the tools in your toolbox to recognize when one of those pops up so that you can plug the leak instead of having a crack, having a flow, having a, you know, when it really goes over.
Dude, that is a perfect segue and metaphor. I always think about my mindset work as a filing cabinet, right? When I realize that something has gone wrong, I go to my bariatric toolbox, right? Or my filing cabinet. And if I open up that cabinet and I start ruffling through it and there is nothing there to help me, oh, this is an area that I need to do some work in, right? I need to focus on this. I need to understand what works for me. And then as soon as I have that solution, I can file it away in my bariatric filing cabinet and close it so that when I need it again and I open it up, oh, head hunger. Okay, I've done this before. Oh, negative self-talk. Oh, I've done this before, right? So it quickly becomes that tool that I can use to really move through these moments of distress. And as we say all the time, it's not, you know, the goal is not to instantly replace one thing with another. The goal is to try on these different scenarios and different tools and find the one that works the best. And then don't make that swap until I'm really good to go. Because if we, you know, don't use our old coping mechanisms without replacing them, right? We're going to have some failures along the way. There's going to be some moments where we just don't get it right. And that's okay. We can't expect that we're just instantly going to know what to do. We're going to have to fumble around in the dark a little bit. We're going to have to try some new things. And if we rely on our old coping mechanisms, right? Our old stories, our old this, that's okay momentarily, right? The goal is to move away from those and into something new. So not beating ourselves up over not having the right mindset right away is another mindset shift that we need to take, right? To know that we're going to have some space and grace between our old and our new selves to figure it out, right? When the tide changes, there's always that lull. We got to use that lull to figure it out before things start, you know, things start moving again. So how do you guys really use mindset as a tool every day in your life? Jason, you kind of spoke to that earlier, but do you want to add to that at all? How do you use it as a tool?
There's a lot of times where, you know, you can wake up first thing in the morning and just kind of know what your day is going to be like. So, and, you know, a lot of that's get up on the wrong side of the bed, right side of the bed. You just kind of know when your feet hit the floor, mm-hmm. what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I had to start using, really digging deep within myself and saying, well, do you want to let it be the wrong side of the bed day? Or do you want to take a second, take a breath, like, don't worry about what the scale says. Don't worry about what, you know, because, you know, like I said, I play the highlight reel of the night before and all my poor decision making and like, oh, fuck, what's this number going to say? And I know I did this and I ate this and I didn't drink this and I should have done this. And, you know, in that little bit of time when it's, you know, the highlight reel is playing in your head, you start thinking, you know, it's kind of like on a slot machine where this thing's still rolling and you're like, what's it going to pop up? You know, you start thinking about it. But to me, I've started using that time to think about it and say, you know, do I really want to let the rest of my day be poorly affected by whatever the hell it is I thought I, you know, woke up on the wrong side of the bed for this morning? And I've started using that to say it's going to poorly affect the rest of my day in all of my decisions if I continue to think this way or feel this way. So I've taken kind of you could say meditation type thing. You just take a minute, close my eyes and just kind of connect with myself and say a couple deep breaths and just kind of say, you know, let's not do that right now because we don't even know what the hell today's going to be like. I could turn a day that could be the easiest, you know, slow pitch mm-hmm. softball day into, you know, the ninth inning of the World Series with the bases loaded to tie game. Like, why, you know, why would I do that to myself if, you know, I could potentially ruin a really good day first thing in the morning? And there's no reason to do that. And so making those small shifts has allowed me to be able to tackle my day in small segments at a time, which has not only kind of really changed a lot of my outlook on my days as a whole, but it's also allowed me to kind of set the pace for my, you know, for my day in small segments. So it's easy. Like I said, you just take one bite, eat it and kick it out the side. So it really has made my days go faster. It's made them better. I've had a lot more good days than I've had bad days. And it really takes a lot more to get me off my game these days by looking at it that way than it would back when I would just be like, oh, whatever the day is going to be, you just kind of go headlong into it, you know, stumbling head first to figure out what you're going to run into. It's just made it all the way around just a better situation for me.
You know, and I think what's so powerful about how you have been using it is recognizing that some days are going to be easier than others. And if we can identify from the get-go that today is going to be a little bit more challenging and I'm really going to need to reach into that toolbox, just means that you are already starting your day off with the support that you need, right? You've got your toolbox queued up. I know this is going to be difficult, but I'm not going to let it ruin my day because that's just not who I am anymore, right? You've already made a big mindset shift and you've come to the realization that I really do get to control how my day goes in terms of my emotions and my reactions. That's a massive shift, massive. Mm-hmm. Wow. Nat, what about you?
Well, like many people, I'm a sucker for instant gratification and it's really hard for me to keep going when I can't necessarily see the result right away. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me, like I said before, it's hard for me to want to keep going. Like I said before with the scale, it's like, okay, it's not moving. So, I'm a failure. I'm not doing it right. And all of these thoughts pop into your head, but you know, when those moments happen, when I feel that ping of disappointment when I step on the scale or, you know, when maybe I don't see a change in my body for a while, you know, I just have to keep telling myself that I'm showing up. These changes are happening, whether or not I can see them right away. Mm-hmm. And I also have to remind myself that I lost a ton of weight in a very short period of time. And my body is catching up. My body is resting and for lack of better words, like digesting what is going on. You know what I mean? Like it is yes. having to readjust and relearn itself. So just by, I basically have to just remind myself of these things every single day. You're working hard. Your efforts are going to show. And you've done so much in a year. So it's okay if you don't see a change this week.
Yes. Yes. And we get so dependent on seeing numbers move, right? On the scale going down or our clothes getting smaller. And when those things don't happen, that our old mindset can kick in very quickly and can start telling us some horrible things. And those horrible thoughts lead us to do things that do not align to our new goals. But the fact that you've been able to stop that mindset in its track and go, no, 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 that's not actually true. This is what's true. I have done A through Z and I just need some time, right? Yeah. To sit and to relax. Yeah. So powerful, such a powerful tool because it keeps you in that right mindset. It keeps you in the right frame of mind to make positive choices throughout your day, to acknowledge that, well, these two data points haven't changed, but look at all these other things that have changed. That's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Your body's literally downloading the biggest file of its life.
Yeah, essentially. And I think, you know, it's hard for me because I've had two failed surgeries. I almost feel like I have PTSD, you know, like, oh shit, it's not working.
Yeah.
And so I have to go, I have two options, right? Fight or flight. And for a lot of my life, it's been the flight and turning to food. So now it's, I have to fight that anxiety or that fear with, no, look what you've done. And that's okay. It's okay that you your scale hasn't moved. It's okay that you're in the same clothing size for the last, you know, X amount of months. Like it's okay. Breathe and trust the process. But I definitely have PTSD like symptoms from previous surgeries.
Oh, I can only imagine. You know, and when you were talking, my old mindset was to not deal with all of these things. I would just kick the can down the road. And then I ended up kicking myself off a cliff. You know, I mean, it's like, if I just keep looking down and I'm kicking the can, I'm missing all these other things that are going on. And, you know, for me, I don't like to stop and think about my emotions. I'm not an emotion. I mean, I am an emotional person, but I'm not, I don't want to deal with that. I don't have time. That's not going to help me. And that mindset shift of, nope, you need to take a hot minute and you need to understand why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. You need to continue to ask those questions of why, until I finally get to the answer that just stays sitting, right? That just stays settled. That's how I know I've gotten to it. And lo and behold, it hasn't killed me, right? Like me discovering my feelings has not done anything negative to me whatsoever. It has only brought me freedom from these dark things that used to lurk in my soul that no longer exist there because I'm doing this mindset work. And we all are doing the mindset work.
Yeah.
All right, my friends. So in September, we are focusing on getting back to basics. I want to know, what mindset are you going to be working on in September to kind of help move you forward, right? Or what mindset do you want to adopt that you think is really going to help you move forward in your journey? Mm-hmm. Any ideas?
For me, I'm going to continue with the mindset of getting out of the habit of snacking, focus on more water goals, and I'm also adopting more of the cardio side of things in the gym versus the weights, because I really love weights more than anything in the world. I would love to just go to the gym and lift forever and not ever have to touch the treadmill except when I walk by it. But the hardest thing for me that I realized is when I do go to the gym and I don't work out and I don't do cardio first, I can almost make it through a 2-hour workout with minimal sweat. If I do 30 minutes on the treadmill first and then I work out, I'm soaked. So I know it's a lot different of, of a calorie burn having done the cardio first. And I'm one of the lucky people that don't really lose energy towards my workout if I do the cardio first. There's a lot of people that say do cardio at the end of your workout, but I promise you the Lord right now as I sit here, if I do that, if I do my workout first, I will not touch that treadmill. I would just as soon jump through the window as to jump on that treadmill after I've worked out for 2 hours. So yeah, I'm going to adopt more of the cardio first.
All right. So you're going to shift your mindset when it comes to how you move your body.
Yep.
Okay. I like it. Nat, what about you?
Yeah, mine's very similar, actually. I just got back from my chiropractor appointment, and he does a lot more with the physical therapy mobility portions than he does. Some chiropractors are only like physical manipulation. Mm-hmm. And we learned that I do not use my glutes like at all. Like I just, like, I mean, not at all, at all, but like, yeah. I don't really use them. So everything else in my body is really tight. And he basically just said, you have to be more mindful of your muscles. And that really sat with me. I was like, okay, that makes sense. You know, if I'm not using it, I'm not going to use it. You know, if I'm not thinking about it, I'm not going to use it. And so for me, over the next, you know, probably couple of months, it's really going to be like, okay, I need to use this part of my body and engage this part of my body in order to strengthen it and in order to be fully like strong and well-rounded as a person. So for me, it's just being more mindful of my body and the muscles that I have.
Oh, interesting. So your mindset shift is really going to be about how you talk to and with your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that is fascinating. Oh yeah. You and Jason are really aligned kind of in your, yeah.
I had no idea I was going to think about, but I mean, that appointment, he was like, yeah, you really have to think about using your glutes more. And I was like, I would have never thought that that was a thing that I ever had to do.
No.
But okay. Like,
who knew? Really, it's not just for people who want very rounded butts. Wow. Yeah. Just for people who want to walk upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently I use like my thighs and my quads to sit down.
Oh. Which,
that's a very, like, I don't know. I learned so much, and he proved to me that if you think about a muscle, it'll engage. You can use it.
Oh my God. I feel like you are on the event horizon of a mindset shift for you, right, girl. I mean, you are, woo.
She's dialed in.
You dialed in. Oh, we are excited to cheer you on this month. And I mean, the rest of your life, but specifically this month about mindset. No, I love it. Well, my mindset shift that I have been tackling for a very long time is I don't have the time. You guys know I am not a fan of movement. I mean, I love movement, but movement, gym movement, not my jam. But my body is calling for movement above and beyond what I do every day. I know that there are all kinds of benefits to it that are beyond just, you know, our physical selves. We are all extremely busy. We all have personal lives, personal jobs, and then we have East to West on top of that. But we are all very passionate about East to West. And sometimes my old mindset of, well, you just don't have the time, is getting in the way of me accomplishing things. So I need to shift my mindset around that. And I really need to say, nope, if this is important to me, if this aligns with my goals, I will make time for it. So where and how am I making that time? And I think it's really going to look odd at first, because I think I just have to stop doing things that I have been doing before because they weren't really aligned to my overall goal. So I'm, you know, people are going to see that I'm not doing these things anymore. And that might be odd, but it's because I have to find time elsewhere to do these other things that are very much in aligned to my goals. And saying no to things or stop doing things that maybe other people enjoy is going to be odd, but I just have to do that. So my mindset shift is going to be from I don't have the time to I will make the time. I will find the time. I have the time. And I think it's going to involve my bullet journal. Just going to say, you guys know I have been on a quest to come up with a planner that actually does everything that I needed to do. And like East to West, if I can't find it, I'm just going to freaking make it in my bullet journal. So more to come on that.
I think a lot of people in our community are really going to resonate with your mindset shift above everybody else's, just specifically because that is the constant theme we get all the time.
Yeah.
It's work, it's kids, it's husbands, it's family, it's personal life, yeah. It's wives, it's all the things that keep us from being able to, and I'm guilty of it too, because I was supposed to go to the gym today and I didn't because we've been recording all day. We've had stuff going on. And the little break that we had, I had to go run to, you know, errands into the post office and all kinds of stuff. So I literally didn't have time.
Yeah.
But like I told, you know, my wife in between the episodes, I was like, hey, you know, you're going to be wrapped up with school and stuff around 8. I'll be wrapped up with this around 8, but I'm probably going to have to go to the gym and get moving because I haven't gone. And if I don't go after, then I'm not going to go today. And then, you know, that'll turn into tomorrow, turn into Friday, turn, you know, next thing you know, it's the whole week gone.
Yep. You know, and the other thing that I have really been kicking around in my brain is that, you know, I will make the time. And I realized that there are moments when I've got a block of time set aside for X and I absolutely do not feel like doing X. Right. And if I work on X in this block of time, it's going to be shit. Right. I'm going to produce garbage work. Right. Well, my old brain would just say, well, you just aren't doing it, you know, or well, you're just going to produce garbage. But I think a mindset that would better serve me is, okay, you're not in the headspace to do X. So you need to swap out something else for this time block, but you are doing this in this time block, mm-hmm. right? Just to give myself the ability to shift some things around. So I'm still using the time just a little bit differently, I think will also serve me well in my mindset, because I can't fall back to that all or nothing. That does not serve me in any way, shape or form. So.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of the thing where it's kind of like Build-A-Bear in this situation. You get to do it however you want it. Like it doesn't have to be, you know, A, B, C, D. It can be A, B, B, whatever. You know, you can switch up the as long as you get back to it, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You're the one making the recipe. So you get to add a batch of this, take a pinch of that, you know, leave out what you don't, but as long as you come back to it, that's all that matters.
You know, and that can be hard. I think Natalie, you and I are very much aligned like this. We are planners. We want things, right? Like, and when that plan gets blown up a little bit, then it's like, well, the whole thing's screwed and I'm just gonna.
My day's done. Might as well go to bed now. It's noon, but might as well just start over, you know?
Right. And since I've already screwed the day, I'm gonna screw my food. I'm gonna screw my vitamins and I'm gonna screw my movement. And I can't, you and I, we can't do that. That's not going to serve us moving forward in our new bariatric life. So coming up, so giving some of that control away to the plan, or realizing that there's the plan and then there's what happens, and both of those are equally good.
Yeah.
Ooh, is a shift, right?
I mean, I was the kid that like your notes or sticky notes or anything like that, if I messed up, I would throw away the sticky note and redo it. I wouldn't cross anything out. I wouldn't erase it. It was like, nope, done. Let's do it again. Nope, done. Let's do it again. You know, until it was perfect. And you can't do that with your life, you know, because then you're going to get to a certain point and you're going to be right back where you were. Yeah. And it's all about prioritization, you know, like we were saying before, Jason, you're still going to go to the gym at 8 p.m. That's huge. I went to the chiropractor. That was $200.
Yeah.
Huge. Money that I don't really have, but I made it work. You know, it's like you have to prioritize these things because they are important. They're you. They're you, and you're investing in you. So that time, that money, when you make those decisions to do it, make time, put aside money for something, you know, that's, you're investing in yourself. And that's what we really need to do. That's what it boils down to.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, and we really kind of follow the rule of three here at East to West, right? Like, we want to identify our goal. Okay. That's step number one. Step number two is clearly articulate, what is that going to look like then? So here's my goal, but what is my goal in action going to look like? And then the third thing is you got to track it. Right? We cannot change what we don't track. So you guys know what my next question is. How are we going to know that we are shifting our mindset? How are we going to prove to people or gather the evidence that says, no, my goal was mindset. Here was what I was going to do. And here's the evidence that I did it. How are we going to track this?
Well, you guys know I have my gratitude journal. I still use it. I've probably gone through two or three at this point. And I'm looking for some other ways of doing it because it does take a lot of time in my mornings to do so. But I do track, you know, my mood, I track how I'm feeling. And then that morning and then at night, I can kind of go back and say, did I accomplish what I wanted to? If I didn't, why not? Yeah. How do I feel at the end of the day? Those kinds of things, which is also important for me because I do struggle with like anxiety and depression. I'm medicated for that. It's also a good way for me to keep track of that side of things as well.
Yes.
So I'm just going to get, I've fallen off the wagon a little bit, like April says. So I'm going to get back onto that, hopefully try and maybe get like a fitness journal, like tracking, you know, my fitness and, you know, the work that I'm doing with my chiropractor.
Yeah.
You know, keep track of those things and see, you know, if my mobility has gotten better, how I feel overall, and those types of things.
Yeah. And I'm wondering too, if there's a journal out there, maybe you can even make one that kind of incorporates what you love most about your gratitude journal. And then the mindfulness work that you're going to be doing with your glutes and your muscles. Maybe there's something that you could create, or maybe there's something out there that would help you do so. But what you're describing is coming up with that evidence that you are making changes and that you are focusing on that every single day or often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jason, what about you? How are you going to track this?
As you guys know, I'm so on top of it with tracking. I fill them out every day and I do all the things. Well, I can't even say that shit with a straight face.
You track in very creative ways because you track your food in a creative way. And even just documenting what you're doing on stories is a way to hold yourself accountable and to show people, no, I said I was going to do this. Here's how I'm doing it. That is tracking. Let's be real.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I plan to do it, is just showing up and talking about it and being able to show that I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Posting more about it, and those things are gonna keep me accountable. I've got a couple, you know, aside from you guys who have been all amazing throughout every step of my journey as accountability partners, I've got a few more that are also, you know, gym rats with me, that when I go, you know, we post pictures back and forth to each other to show that we actually showed up and are doing it. So it those types of things, I'm going to continue to do that, but to hold myself accountable to the community itself, we'll be more on stories and posting stuff about it.
Yep. You know, and there's nothing wrong with accountability. Everybody does it a different way. And I think finding that person that will hold you accountable in a way that serves you and shows you love instead of takes a little bit away from you is important too. So reaching out to people in our community, if you know that accountability buddies are good for you, and finding that person can be key to you really identifying and making these changes in yourself that you know will benefit you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you guys all know I love my bullet journal. So as soon as I come up with whatever formula I'm going to try in September, I will let you all know, right? Because sometimes the simple thing of a check A check mark on a page helps tremendously. You know, and we also have some amazing trackers. We've got our Berry Boss tracker. We have our Pillars of Success tracker. If you are interested in these, head to our Instagram page. We're just at East_West_WLS and look at our story highlights. We'll have them all there. We'll have them on our website. If you can't find them, send us a direct message. We're happy to shoot them to you as a picture or a PDF. But we do have some things out there that we have used and our members of our community have used and have found really great success. So if you're looking for that type of tracker, let us know. We got you. We do have some recommendations about kind of this mindset work. We've interviewed some amazing people on our podcast. The two that bubble to the top for all three of us are episode 34, Movement and Mindset, with a community member named Gina. She's amazing. Absolutely follow her. She's at fat2fab_RNY on Instagram. And we also had partners. Oh, yeah. Oh, she is money. And I love her morning stories. They set me on the right path forward.
From her car, I'm just like, this gives me the energy that I need for the day. Yes.
She is my morning cup of coffee in a lot of ways. We also love our episode with Miss Mabel, episode 37, Shifting Our Mindset. And Mabel's handle is Beyond the Sleeve Academy on Instagram. Definitely check out those two episodes. And if listening to a podcast is not your thing, we record all of these in Zoom. So go to our YouTube channel and go see our adorable interviews with all of these amazing people. We are all adorable and handsome, definitely worth the watch. And then, of course, Natalie and I are huge readers. We love to take in information that way. So we have four book recommendations for you. Atomic Habits by James Clear, Unfuck Yourself by Gary Bishop, Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo, and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And Natalie, why don't you talk a little bit about 7 Habits? That's a book that's kind of new to our routine. They know about all the other work. If you've been following us for a while, you know all about the other ones, but 7 Habits is new.
Yeah, it's one that I forgot about. I'd read in a couple of years ago and just recently was talking to some friends about. And it's essentially talking about, you know, life can be crazy. Life can get out of hand, as we all know. Not out of hand is a maybe the wrong term, but it's an up and down. It's all over the place. It can get really messy. It can be hard to keep track of things. But sometimes the things that are really important to us and really will propel us forward into becoming effective people, as he likes to say, are very simple. And the main one that I came out of when I first read it was prioritization, like I said earlier, you know, really prioritizing what you want. And then a quote that I love is, keep the main thing the main thing. That's the very short version. But we as bariatric patients, you know, life starts to feel normal again. Life starts to feel a little bit more comfortable once we get out of that, I would say, 6-month period. And after that, it's like, okay, are we just bariatric patients? You know, how do we fit the rest of our lives in here? But, you know, making bariatric surgery, that is our main thing for the rest of our life. And how are we going to keep that the main thing? So I really love that book. I think April and I are going to read it in September. So if you would also like to read along, that would be awesome as well.
Absolutely. We are always down to read with our friends and followers. That is our favorite way to learn. And then Jason really learns it vicariously through us because we can't shut up about it. So he learns it all just through, we just throw information at him and he sucks it up like a sponge.
Yeah, it's like I've read it only different.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, I think we did it, friends. This was a packed episode with all kinds of mindful, tips, tricks, and reflections. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners or followers with when it comes to mindset? Any tidbits of knowledge, any bits?
You control the outcome. Just remember that. You are the one, you know, your attitude for the day, your mindset for the day is a choice. You know, just choose wisely.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. Nat, anything from you?
You know, I think we say it all the time, be kind to yourself and just know that, you know, you're making huge changes physically, but you're also doing these huge mental shifts We say it all the time. Also, we're toddlers in our new bariatric life, and we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to cry and throw temper tantrums, and that's okay. Just keep going and be kind to yourself, but also push yourself, because you're capable of a lot more than you think you are.
Absolutely. You know, and I think we oftentimes don't give ourselves credit for taking that very first baby step along this mindset journey. And that is recognizing that something has shifted. You don't even need to identify it specifically. Just knowing that, oh, wait a minute, why does this thought feel wrong? Oh my God, take a step back, like slow clap, hug yourself, like high five us, send us a message that says, oh my God, I realized that I was thinking this today.
Yeah.
That's step number one. Like, congratulations. You can stop there for day one. You are on the path to shifting your mindset. So just celebrating all of those little observations, those little ahas along the way, is how you will find the motivation and the willpower to continue to do this work. I just love you guys. I always leave our conversations uplifted and inspired and ready to tackle something that has been driving me crazy. So I thank both of you guys for your time and just your openness and honesty when it comes to all things bariatric. Together, we rock. I think we need to acknowledge that.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We feel the same way. I promise.
And let's be clear, Jason, I am almost never wrong. So I will take that call.
I mean, yeah, you need to go ahead and take that. Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh, friends. Nat, do you want to tell people about an awesome opportunity that we have to share their story with our community?
Yes. So you guys know, if you follow us on Instagram, I love Sundays for a very special reason. And that is because we get to shout out our people, our community, all of you guys listening and liking and sharing and supporting us. Every Sunday we do a segment or a post called Shout Out Sunday, which is essentially us taking your story and just sharing it with the rest of the community. The way that you can do that is either click the link in our bio on Instagram, or you can go to east2westwls.com. And scroll down a little bit. We have a little form that you'll fill out. Tell us about your journey. The more, the better. I love to hear about it. And then share a picture with us. It can be a transformation. It can just be you living your life, doing something that you love. And you can be on any point of your journey. If you're considering surgery, if you are pre-op, if you're post-op, if you are 5 years post-op, you know, we want to hear it all. So you can definitely go there, and then I get to talk about you guys on our stories, and yeah, it's my favorite day of the week, so I hope you guys will sign up for it.
It is pretty rad. This is not a paid shout out. We didn't even know that was a thing until, yeah, somebody pointed out to us that most people charge for this, and we were all like, that's insane. Yeah, no, we just want to share your story. So do not be afraid to be proud and excited of where you have come or where you are going. We are here to simply amplify your story. So let us use the East to West platform to share all the good things that you were doing. There's also a very cool way that you can be involved in the podcast or like almost participate in a different type of Shout Out Sunday. You can leave us a voicemail on our podcast homepage, and we can add it to the podcast episode. It's freaking amazing. On your phone, just go to anchor.fm/east2west_WLS, and you will find our East to West homepage. And from there, you can leave us a voice message. It is so cool, you guys. We love getting them. We love incorporating into the podcast. Please take a minute and share with us your thoughts or feelings. You can ask a question. You can share something that you're struggling with. You can just simply shout out things that are going well. It's a platform that you can use for however you feel best. So definitely check it out.
Definitely.
Yep.
And you can also leave us reviews on any of your favorite podcast player on YouTube. You can leave reviews anywhere where you listen to us. We appreciate seeing those. Those are amazing. It's another good way you guys can support us. And we just honestly thank you guys for all the support already, all the likes, the shares, subscribes, all the positive messages you guys send us, the stuff you guys tag us in. has just been amazing. We love opening up every morning, opening the page to figure out how many things we've been tagged in so we can go back and review it all. You guys are killing it. We couldn't be doing what we were doing without you guys helping us to get where we are and where we're going. And for that, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. So just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.